Hi everyone, I'm Dan Albers and welcome back to the Countdown to Kickoff, and I'm joined by former Anderson Redskin Daniel Rod. And Daniel, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I've been looking forward to do this for a long time. I've heard pretty much everybody's interview on the alumni website, so it's finally good to get on it.
So just talk a little bit. We always start our interviews with these guys talking about with the position you played, you graduated, your number, all that. So just let everybody out there know all those details.
All right, so I graduated in 2009. I was number two, played quarterback. And I was on the team. I was a ball boy from, I think, third grade all the way up to my freshman year. So I was in the program my entire life. And my brother played, I think, from 2000, 2002, 2001. So I was familiar with the program coming up, knew everything about it. And it was pretty cool to be able to play for a team that I understood how much it meant to the community and to the school after being around it for as long as I was.
And talk a little bit about that. Like you said, you're a ball boy, and it seems like a lot of guys I talked to, my brother's included on that. My brother was a ball boy for the team in the 90s, the early 90s that went in, and you were. And a lot of the guys that we talked to were ball boys, and how much that meant to them, and they got to see all that and how that program worked.
I think above anything else, what it did for me personally was it gave me an intimate understanding of the pride it takes to be able to put on a jersey and play for Anderson football. And being around it as much as I was, I saw how the program worked and like behind the scenes rather than just being a casual observer fan in the stands. So I was well aware of everything that it took to make this program successful. Because I remember before Vince got here, mm-hmm. Program wasn't too good. Once he came, he kind of changed the culture a little bit. I think that was, what, early 90s?
Yeah. Yep.
Late 80s?
Yep.
He kind of changed the culture a little bit. And just being around him towards the end of his coaching career here, I could really feel what it meant to be a part of this. And being able to take that onto the field with me when I went to play, I think was one of the main reasons personally why it meant so much to me and why we were able to accomplish the things that we were.
And how cool was that to being a little kid like that and watching your little brother? Your brother had a great career at Anderson, a good running back, and you probably remember hearing me screaming and yelling his go, name all the time. Yeah, go Kenny, go! And just how awesome was that to sit and watch your brother play?
It was awesome, just because I was down on the sidelines, I was down on the field, and I could hear all the interactions going on within the players with him and his good buddies. Because just like me and my good buddies like John Runk, Jason Bruner, Max Elliott, all those kids, we grew up together within the program, and Kenny was the same way with all of his buddies, like Matt Dills and Michael Moreland, Chris Ariano, all those guys. So being able to see how they interacted on the field, not just as players and teammates, but as friends, was a learning and growing experience for us. And it was really cool to see that. I just remember, I think they played Princeton in the playoffs, mm-hmm. and my brother sat out because of ankle injuries, I think, in the playoffs. I'll never forget coming home after practice one day and giving him a bunch of crap for that. Sorry, Kenny, but that's one of my fondest memories of that.
Talk about, I believe now, correct me if I'm wrong, it's been a while, and sometimes I lose my mind here, but I know when you started off, did you start when you came in towards the end of your sophomore year at quarterback, am I right on that? And then from then on, you obviously then didn't miss a beat after that.
I think Kyle Giesing was a starter for, I think, seven games. And I remember we played Glen Estee here my sophomore year when they were like 8-0 or something like that. Kyle had the best game of his career, went off. I think we won like 42-6 or something like that. And then we were riding that high. We were, I think, 5-3 at that point on the road to make the playoffs. And then I remember Monday at school, Vince called me into his office and told me the news that he had pancreatitis and had to get his pancreas taken out, emergency surgery, out of the fire and into the firing pan, yeah. Just like that. After that, I think we played Mason at Mason week 9, and that was my first start. And then I started that game, and then at Paul Brown week 10 against Harrison. And I think I missed 3 or 4 starts my junior and senior year due to injuries.
Yeah, but you, and that Harrison game wasn't that for a playoff? Was that at the time for a playoff? No, I can't remember if that's.
Unfortunately, we lost to Mason in the mud.
Okay.
In the mud and guck, week 9, which kind of put us behind the 8-ball. But week 10 going in, Harrison was, I think they were like 8-1 or 7-2 or something like that. And I remember the way the FAVC was set up, there were so many teams stockpiled at the top that if we just took care of our business and a couple other teams lost, we could end up getting a share for the FAVC title. And I think going in, that was really our only goal, because the playoffs was kind of a long shot, and I think we just wanted to take care of that and do whatever we could. And I remember that game was pretty crazy down there, because I remember Chris Glazier got kicked out of a game week 9, and he was my go-to guy about talking to him, and he was a guy that would call it in. I remember he was sitting in the stands watching the game, and Kyle took his spot, and it was really cool to be a part of the relationship between Kyle and I, as him as a coach, essentially player coach, since he wasn't able to play, and me being a player, just because I looked up to him so much as a quarterback. He was a senior, I was a sophomore, and being able to have him there on the sidelines to just guide me through and keep me composed was probably one of the biggest reasons why I was able to have a good game, is because his guidance and leadership that game.
And then don't you feel like a lot of kids, when they go in, you're either going to go one way or the other as a sophomore or a kid that's in early. You're either going to crumble and not do well, or you're going to do very well. Do you think that really helped you and lead you to your junior and senior year?
Yeah, I think the seniors that year were very helpful with helping me stay even keeled throughout that game as a sophomore, and showed me how much a teammate or a group of teammates could actually bring somebody else along with them throughout a game, whether it's younger or older. And being able to take that into my next 2 years being the quarterback was very helpful for me personally, because I was able to understand the fact that it's not just about me, it's about everybody else on this team. And if everybody else on this team is not pulling the same direction, we're not going to go the same direction. And I think a lot of that had to do with that senior class's leadership to me personally my sophomore year.
Talk a little bit. We always ask the guys, talk a little bit about, obviously, I mean, this is what I would think your memory would be, but I'm only speaking just because it was a great memory for me. And your best memory of playing for the Redskins, or anybody that you were a teammate of or that you played against. Try to let the people out there know about that.
Well, I mean, obviously, the Turpin game in my junior year, that entire game was, if I had to pick one game memory, that would probably be it. I don't even remember the last 5 minutes of that game. Everybody asked me, I've had so many people ask me whether or not it was a quarterback sneak or it was a spike. Yeah. I honestly don't even remember. I think I was just in the moment. But I would think my favorite memory was post-game after beating Kings here my junior year, and getting our first playoff win since 92. Because growing up in the program, that was one of the main things that was addressed throughout the entire time. Because back when we were Division I, we were 9-1, 10-0, and then have to go through the gauntlet of Region 4 with teams. Mm-hmm. Even if we went 10-0, we would still probably get like a 5 or 6 seed and have to play one of the GCL South schools or Corrine or some of those bigger schools where not even talent level, we just couldn't compete through the size and number of players. And I think being able to finally be a part of the playoff victory that had eluded Anderson football for 20 years was a really special moment for all of us to share on our home field. Right. And I remember being on the AA after that with Coach Giesting talking about how we're just going to move on to next week, and I just kept thinking to myself, we're just going to keep rolling. Yep. And it never once crossed any of our minds to think about winning a state championship. Mm-hmm. We were just so zoned in and tunnel vision focused on the next week and who we were playing that next week. And a lot of that had to do with the coach. They did a great job of keeping us focused on what we needed to be focused on to be successful. And I remember we were playing, I think we played, who was Ashland, mm-hmm. up at Dublin Kaufman, in the semifinals. And I remember talking to John Runk in the locker room before the game. We were both saying how we didn't even realize we were in the Final Four. Like it didn't dawn on us at the time, because we were just so focused on just playing football and just worrying about what we could control. I think senior year, it was a lot more, there was a lot more expectations going in. We had already been there before. We already knew what had happened. We already knew what it took. And I think there was a little bit more pressure, the target on our back. Junior year was a lot more special, not just because we won, but just because it was so new to us,
to everybody, to the coaches, and
the community. And watching everybody being able to experience that along with us was probably the most memorable thing that I could come up with, because it wasn't just about us. It wasn't just about our coaches. It was about everybody that has followed Anderson, all the alumni that had played, and to be able to be a part of the team that gave back to all those alumni that shed blood, sweat, and tears. was probably the most special thing, even more so than having a ring or being a part of a team that won, just because it was an entire community state championship and not just a program state championship.
I tell you, that's a great thing to hear from you, because for me, you know, I played back in the day when we were really, really, really bad, and we played the Cole Rains and the Mount Healthies, and we used to just get thumped and made fun of, and so for me to be there at that game and announce that game, I literally cried. I mean, it was just something that meant something to me, and for you to say that is a pretty awesome thing. And I mean, I couldn't imagine when I was announcing a game to look and see 20-something thousand people at a game. Yeah. You know, we were lucky to get 200 at a game. So did that just give you, like, goosebumps when you walked out?
I got goosebumps right now, honestly, hearing you say that. That's a product of, I think, this community of just grinding and just staying focused on being successful throughout a period of time rather than just worrying about being successful right now. And all those people that went through the program, went through, like you said, went through the failures or not so successful seasons, that all led up to what happened. And it's directly connected. Mm-hmm. And people think, oh, we were a special class, we had a great team, we had two NFL offensive linemen, blah, blah, blah. But it wasn't just about that. That wasn't the only factor into it. It was us all understanding what it meant to not just us. We weren't playing for just us. We were playing for our families, we were playing for everybody else. Yep. And it took me a long time to be able to Once I got out of college and I started to get into coaching, I started to understand all of those facts. Because, I mean, when you're that age, I had no idea what we were really doing. I had an idea. I just couldn't rationalize it to myself. Yeah. I was just too busy worrying about playing football. And I think as time goes on, it makes it mean so much more to me that was what happened and not just us winning a state championship. Absolutely. It was us giving a community something to galvanize around and be proud of, and an accomplishment for not just us but everybody.
I totally agree. And then, so you obviously got to play for Coach Soriano and play for Coach Giesting, and we've talked to some of the guys that we've talked to before. Talk a little bit about, you know, both those coaches. You know, obviously Coach left to go to Mount St. Joe and did a very nice job there. Now he's at UC, and Coach Giesting. Talk a little bit about the differences between those two guys.
Honestly, the adjustment period between when Vince left and Jeff took over was very smooth, just because Jeff had been in the program for 25 years under him. So I think his ideologies lined up with Vince's very well. So it wasn't like Vince left, somebody else comes in and changes the entire culture and what we were doing. It was more of Vince left, we're just going to keep going, Jeff's going to step in. And I mean, Vince taught me everything I know about football, to be honest with you. I mean, I remember every time I'd come out here for 2 days when I was a ball boy, I would always be with the quarterbacks, snapping to them and stuff like that. And he was always making comments to me about just, you know, trying to guide me and give me a little bit of tips and stuff like that. And I think that was Vince's state championship as much as it was everybody
else's. Absolutely.
And it's hard for me to be able to think about that he was here for that long. Our program is where we are because of him.
There's no doubt about it.
And you can't really argue any other way about that.
No doubt about it.
And for us to win the year after he left, it sucks because he wasn't our coach, but he had built and done all the groundwork up to that point, and Jeff came in and did a great job of managing that groundwork and polishing it up and making sure we understood who we were, where we came from within regards to Vince, and just continuing on that attitude.
After you graduated here from Anderson High School, you did not go on to play football, but you went on and played baseball at Xavier. Talk a little bit about that, and did you have any opportunities to play football, or was it you just pretty much focused on baseball? Talk a little bit also after that, what you're doing right now.
I chose to play baseball just because I knew I could play at a higher level. I think I went on a visit to Wabash College in Indiana to play both, but I mean, being 5'9", 5'10", in programs as a quarterback, it kind of puts you behind the eight ball to be able to play at the collegiate level. I just wanted to continue to play anything, whether it was baseball or football. I just wanted to continue to compete, and I think one thing that I'm starting to realize now, being a multi-sport athlete in high school helped me more than I can even understand playing one sport at the collegiate level, because if you only play one sport in high school, you only learn how to compete that one way.
Right.
Me playing football and baseball and basketball growing up all 4 years in high school competing in a basketball game is a whole lot different than competing in a baseball game.
Yep.
Vice versa, yep. And football and all the other sports. So if you, and I was able to take what I learned on those different competition levels in the other two sports and mold it into what I did for baseball, which I think gives multi-sport athletes an advantage over individual sport athletes because they can get over that hump in a game competitiveness-wise using the other tools they got from the other sports, whereas the other individual sports are more, this is what I know, this is only what I know. And I can honestly say my freshman year at Xavier playing baseball, I had dreams about football four times a night. I would always walk into the locker room before a game and not be able to find my shoulder pads. And then they would start the game without me.
Yeah.
And I think that just showed that I missed football a lot. I always knew I would get back into football after college. And once I finished playing baseball at Xavier, I came back here to coach. Ended up coaching here for 2 years on the varsity staff for football and baseball, and then was fortunate enough to get an opportunity to head over to the West Side and coach varsity quarterbacks at Corrine, and also joined on to coach varsity baseball there as well right now. So I've been over at Corrine for the past 2 years.
Yeah, it's just an awesome thing to hear, you know, with all the alumni when we do these interviews. And, you know, your family's got a special place in my heart. Your mom's a great mom. You know, I just love your family. Been great, great for the Anderson program, and it's good to see that they still, you know, your mom and your dad and you and everybody else comes back for our alumni golf outing, and all the money goes to the Anderson program. And it's just really neat that even after we all graduate, we're all still tied in somehow, one way or the other, either it's through football or just getting together and just having a good time.
My decision to leave here and go over to Corrine was hands down the toughest decision I've ever had to make in my life. Because this, I think I was 23 when I left and went over there, and I had been in the Anderson football program for 11 years out of those 23. So it was all I knew. Everything about me had been built from this. And now that I'm not here anymore, it doesn't change anything for me. I will always bleed orange and black. I will always be a part of what happened. I will always give back to the community just because I am where I am today. Because of this place.
Yep.
And I will never forget that. And everybody says rep your city, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. You got to rep your school. You got to rep your community where you came from. And that will never die inside of me. I think my family feels the same way.
Talk one last thing, we'll wrap this up, is talk a little bit about, we've been trying to ask some of the guys, you know, I just interviewed Ben Ellisborne a couple days ago, and talk a little bit about the kids now that are playing, and we're trying to let them understand, you've pretty much said in all this, but kind of if you had a word for them to let them know what this program means, you know, like you just said, you were playing, you didn't realize until you got out what it meant. What would you have for any advice for these kids that are playing currently right now?
Honestly, pride in the fact that you've been given the God-given talent ability to be able to come out here and play the game on an everyday basis. Pride in the fact that there were countless people before you that came through this program, that put on the jersey, went through lifting, went through 2 days, went through camp, all that stuff, in order to move the program in a forward direction rather than a backwards direction. And I think over a long stretch of time, we had team after team after team that went to battle with that mindset. And that's why the program was able to advance to where it was. And we were a product of teams before us, and that's how it works. It's whoever you are now, you were because of who you were before that. And I think if I had any advice for the kids now, I would say go back and look through the last 20 years of Anderson football. Look through all the teams, look at all the rosters, all the success they've had, whatever, and dig in deep and do whatever you can personally to get back to that. Because if you can do that individually and personally, collectively as a whole, that will get it back. And all you got to do is look up on the board right there by the weight room just to see the big banners. Everybody thinks that that is out of the realm now, like the realm of possibility for Anderson to accomplish that. It's not.
Right.
If we were able to accomplish it, they can accomplish it. We never thought we were picked to be 5-5 my junior year.
Right.
I remember reading through the newspapers, they didn't think anything of us. We took that personally. I mean, everybody talks about Eastside being soft, having no toughness. It doesn't matter, Eastside, Westside. All that matters is trying to do as best as you possibly can, not just for yourself, but for who is next to you wearing that jersey, who is in the stands there supporting you, and who has come before you.
Well, I appreciate, you know, all your time. I know you got a busy schedule with what's going on, and it's funny because we were talking about Greg Ellis and I have been broadcasting these games. We're on 25 years, I think, 25. So what Greg and I are going to do is we're going to do our top 10 at each position that we've been broadcasting, and we were throwing it around just the other day, and he was throwing names out, and you are arguably the best quarterback in Anderson High School history. There's no doubt about it. But when I told this to Greg, I said, we're putting these down, or these in particular order that you have. And he had, you know, you at the top. And he had, well, my brother's on there, too. And I said, well, I love Daniel DeRod, but I'm obviously going to pick my brother. But that's just...
Hey, I won't take it. I'm not even going for myself. I'm putting Kenny Riddell over me. Kenny Riddell was, in my opinion... Is.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying.
I model myself off of the way he played, honestly, watching him growing up.
It's arguably. I mean, you won a state championship.
We could.
And that's what we're going to do. We're going to put it out there at each position and let the guy. And this is just on the 25 years. There's a lot of guys that I played with that should be in it.
Yeah.
But we're gonna do this, and I'm sure it's going to bring a lot of interest. And
that'll be very.
Yeah, I think it'll be really cool. And it was kind of hard on some of these to come because we got to come up with
line
and defensive line
and
defensive backs, kickers and punters are going to be hard. Obviously Howard and you know those guys that were there when the state championship and all that, but it's going to be hard. But again, I appreciate all that you've done for Anderson High School. It's a memory that after I've graduated and played that I will never forget that run that you guys did, and I appreciate everything that you have done for the Anderson program. I follow you still. I always talk to your mom to see how you're doing and what's going on, and hopefully we can still keep in touch and, you know, bring you back again, and hopefully you guys got to come back and get your title.
10-year anniversary.
Yeah, and you got to get your title back in your golf because you guys did golf this year. So
That was every blind squirrel finds a nut once in a while. I don't know how we won that, but everybody thinks we cheated.
Well, I do. I think everybody cheats. That's
everybody
just my
opinion. Thought we cheated, we didn't.
Well, that was just me saying it.
Campbell was making a lot of putts that day.
Well, I appreciate it, and good luck, and I'm sure we'll just keep in touch.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
All right, that's Daniel Rod joining us here on the Halftime and Pregame Show. We'll be back with game action right after this.